This is a News Laundry podcast, and you're listening to the Awful and Awesome Entertainment Wrap.
Hello, hello. This is the Awful and Awesome Entertainment Wrap, episode 169. This is Rajesh Sen.
And this is Abhinandan Sekri, and we will be bringing to you today an online series, a documentary film, a comment by a celebrity which made me say WTF, and a whole bunch of ads.
It's not because we've been lazy. There's been nothing. No new films have been released online.
I mean, I don't think we are ever lazy. I mean, I don't know about you.
Oh my God.
But we don't have to review new stuff. I can just tell you some of the recommendations by our listeners that we still haven't caught up on. Alex in Wonderland, Amazon Prime, Years and Years, HBO Star, Hamid, Bangalore Days, Ustad Hotel, Om Shanti Oshana, The Red Turtle, The Fountain, President.
Okay, we know you can read. Why don't you say why you haven't watched these?
Android, Kunjappa, Caliphate. I think Caliphate we did. Anyway.
No. Caliphate we said we'd watch.
Our list still has 11 of our listener recommendations that we haven't watched. But we'll catch up with that now since not much is being released. But Rajesh Sen, we join our audience in the days of COVID, again from home. I must say that when I listen to a podcast, I'm very dissatisfied with the audio quality because I used to be so, you know, when we're sitting in the same room with those mics, the audio quality.
Also, my voice doesn't sound as sexy, for want of a better word, as it usually does because of this kind of recording.
Rajesh Sen, English language has failed us there because it just doesn't have a word other than sexy to describe your voice.
Because of Saroj Khan.
Whoever invented this language should just die if they aren't already dead. How can they not have come up with a word? But why don't you first tell us about the online series Politicians Season 2.
So how is the campaign going? I see you're well ahead.
Why are we 10-something points down with a month to go?
Honestly, it's old hat at this point.
Yeah, but the kid is only 10 points behind you.
I'm not sure you're even qualified to be in this race.
That just shows how out of touch she is, really, and it underlines the need for a new generation of young leaders who, forgive me, aren't going to be dead in 20 years.
And it's all just a little bit of history repeating.
Okay, so the reason why Politician is there is because there was nothing else to watch. And so I watched Politician, which has a fabulous star cast. So it has Bette Midler in it. So and Gwyneth Paltrow is also in it. And it's a political drama. It's not really a comedy so much. It's meant to be serious. But so the first season of The Politician was that there is this boy who is played by Peyton Hobart. He's a very, very rich. He's from a very rich home. And he decides to run for the New York Senate. And he is going to be up against basically the incumbent, which is Dee Dee Standish, who is this actress. You've seen her, Abhinandan. She's called Judith Light. She's won lots of Tonys and so on. So he's up against her. His mother is played by Gwyneth Paltrow. So
Gwyneth, who's also won a Tony.
Who's also
Gwyneth
won,
and she, won a Tony. Yeah. She's won Tony Stark, you know? Tony.
Right,
I broke the monotony of your drone.
Shut up. And see, you're doing that same thing that you do when you don't watch something. As I'm explaining it seriously, you just keep trying to screw it up. Because why should Raju say something which you have not watched? That is your basic. You're such a, like, God, you'd have been a horrible sibling to have because you'd always be like trying to ruin things for everyone else. No, so anyway, the story is it's set in New York. He first starts running for office. So from the time he was 6 years old, he decided that he wants to be president of America. And his mother is a very indulgent mother, Gwyneth Paltrow, but she's very, very ambitious herself. So she's running to be a vice president. So it's really cool because...
It's a satire. Is it like...
It's so... I read the first season was satire. This, they've kept the comedy a little less and it's a little more serious, the entire thing. But a lot of the reviews said, oh, you know, but this is the same criticism I remember for Marches, that, oh, he's glorifying terrorism. I remember reading that. And when you watch Marches, he's not glorifying terrorism. It was showing what happens, like, how sad the lives of militants are, right? So in this also, all the reviewers say, oh, he's glorifying, like, you know, he's showing that someone who's from a rich background and who has no morals as such and is willing to bend the rules to win in politics can make it big. But I really think he's showing what actually happens in
politics. Isn't that the scene with Trump and this Kanye West saying he runs? Basically, it's the season of moronery.
So it's the same. And over here, you see, so Bette Midler plays the campaign manager for D.D. Standish, who is the long time, the incumbent, basically. And it's just very well, what I like, the manipulation that politicians indulge in. How do you choose your, what is going to be your main issue that you will run with? So he chooses climate change. And he said, because the youngsters will all vote for climate change, right? But he really doesn't believe in that it's such a big deal. But slowly he realizes, okay, now I have to become vegan. So the person who's helping him says, you have to, like, I saw you all at the press conference and you were wearing, like, you're taking a jacket out of a plastic cellophane, this thing and all. So you'll have to sign a 15-point document saying that you'll buy into all these things. So he has to bathe. So you take cold water baths and the bath water which comes out, you boil it and you use that for cooking and all. So he says, are you mad? But he actually does it as an election, this thing, like in the middle
basically, of... This is like a Yes Prime Minister set in America in 20...
No. Yes Prime Minister was far wittier. This is not as witty, but it's just nice to see, first of all, both the women. So you have these two, one is a candidate and one is the campaign manager. Both of them are above 60. It's Bette Midler and this woman, Judith Light, that they have such strong roles in this. They have equal roles. Gwyneth Paltrow is the other one. And there are lots of side characters. So Gwyneth Paltrow is the running mate who is going to make her VP, who says, I'll announce your name as VP. He is also having an affair with Gwyneth Paltrow. But he has a wife who's been in coma for 3 years. And he says, see, she's a vegetable. So no one knows. The only thing is, so they're little, like, it's funny because just before they're going to announce this, the wife comes out of coma and she holds a press conference and she says, I just want people to know that I remember every word my husband used to say. And he used to come to her bed and say, don't you think you should hurry it along a little bit? It's like really getting too much and I'm sleeping with someone else now. So she said, these are the things he told me. So it's funny, like, you get how manipulative people can be.
How many episodes is it?
So the first one was more episodes. This has 7 episodes. The first one, I think, had 13 episodes and it's made by Ryan Murphy, who's made Glee. And also there are song numbers in this, but in this one, there's only one song number. This guy is a Broadway star.
Song number?
As in a song, you know what I mean?
Look, I think a song number is when you call someone, it's the wrong number, but the person is singing. So it's a song.
Oh, yeah, like that. Like when you call me and I'm singing. No, it's very bad humor. So the
song number.
No, so listen, the other thing that this show has is that it introduces. So I knew this concept, and I think you know this concept as well, Abhinandan. It's called a thruple. Do you know what a thruple is?
No.
A thruple is.
A thruple, P-P-L-E.
T-H-R-O-U-P-L-E.
Thruple, I don't know.
Thruple, nahi hai, thruple.
I've never heard.
A thruple is when 3 people are involved in a relationship, but they are involved with each other. As in, it's not that you're cheating on one with the other. All 3 are involved equally in the relationship. So this is the thing, that woman, so I'm not giving, because this was in the first season, D.D. Standish, who's the candidate he's running against, her only skeleton in her closet is that she's in a thruple. So she's married, but she has this other guy, like 3 of them are in a relationship. And that is, you know, the smear campaign that your opponent will run on you. So they threaten her with, like, they said...
Not that it matters, considering in spite of everything.
No, so they do say that. So there's she has a theory which is correct, actually. She said, you don't understand. The people who vote for me are women above the age of 50. to them, the fact that here's a woman who enjoys sex beyond the age of 50 and has two men. She's sleeping with, I'm going to be viewed as a woman of power. And she does get more votes because, but it's just that the various smear campaigns that happen and all the political relevance of it right now, I felt is quite good. I don't know what people expected it to be. Either they expected a ha-ha kind of satire or a very, very serious diatribe, which it isn't, but it's worth a watch.
So thank you for that, Rajshree Sen, the political season two, the politician, sorry, season two. I, by the way, I caught up with all the new episodes of Snowpiercer.
Oh, you watched?
So it's, I think, come up to episode 8 now. And I must say that it gets better and better with each episode. It is truly a spectacular show. I'm quite blown away by it.
Oh, so then I've only watched it till 4.
You only watched it till the dudes in the drawer.
The dudes in, that drawer.
After
yeah.
that, 4 more episodes have come out. And you should stay up to date, Rajshree. It's very lazy of you not to.
I know.
But I will say, I mean, we've reviewed it. But it is like episodes 7 and 8 are outstanding. It's amazing. It's such a great show.
I shall watch.
And I mean, you know, the subtext, the politics behind it, the grays, I think it's a fantastic show. So I have a couple of, we'll be talking about Saif Ali Khan. You may have heard of him. Had a comment. The fabulous actor Saif Ali Khan had a comment, which was what Rajshree said?
I will read it out. And then I'll explain why he said it. Because I understand what he meant.
Of course.
What he meant. Okay. He said that nepotism in its true... So he said this to in an interview to New Indian Express. Nepotism in its purest form is something that even I have been a victim of. But nobody is interested in that. Businesses work like that. I'm not going to take names, but somebody's dad has rung up and said, don't take him in the movie. All that happens, and it has happened to me. There's inequality in India that needs to be explored. Nepotism, favoritism, and camps are different subjects. And then he's also been magnanimous, and he said that more than ever, I am really happy to see so many kids from institutes coming to the foreground. People like Nawazuddin and Pankaj Tripathi, I have seen them become household names. So you understand, right?
I don't understand what the fuck he's saying. I think he's trying to sound intelligent, which is not his zone.
No, he's very bright. We all know that. But I got what has happened to him. Basically,
what has happened to him, Rajshree?
See, like, he's... So there are different degrees. Everything is relative. For me, if I were to try and make it in films, which we all know would be such a cakewalk for me. But... anyone's parent who's like even a backup dancers, whatever background dancers, parent would be more well connected than one of my parents to cinema. So they could call and get me knocked off the thing. For someone like Saif, Abhishek Bachchan's family is more connected to cinema than Saif's family is.
What is the point he's making? I don't understand what, like, he weighed in on a nepotism debate that is raging about
family. Sushant Singh, Raj.
Kids basically occupying. Sushant's death triggered it, but yeah, he's occupying the space, and it basically this incestuous bunch completely occupying the creative canvas, which pushes out anyone with actual talent. That's yeah. what the debate is. Someone should have explained it to him with diagrams.
And
now, what is in that? What is he saying now? In
he's that saying space? That he has also been a victim, Nikku, because when he went, say, to do, maybe he was being interviewed, not being cast in the role of, say, Bazigar. Oh, no, that's a bad one. Shah Rukh Khan, tell me a star, son, Abhishek Bachchan, maybe he was being going to act in Ravan, Mani Ratnam's Ravan. And when he was cast, he was then told the next week that you are no longer in the film. And then he found out Abhishek.
Let's say a big group. Oh, so that's, we're saying that is what is
that's
the hypothetical situation. Okay, now, it would be a very difficult call that out of both these talentless wonders, who should I knock out? Like, Mani Ratnam would have said, fuck me, man. Like, what the fuck?
Please, don't think it was good in Omkara.
So, let me finish. So, if that is what he's saying, then his self-awareness is of the level of Trump. Earlier, I thought his self-awareness level wasn't that bad. It really is that bad. Now, I don't see how that is relevant in the nepotism debate. But anyway, so I am just blown away by him. In fact, we have an ad also. Can we just play that ad, which is also... But
let's be honest. Who found this ad and sent it to you, even though I knew that I was just giving, like, you know, feeding you with stuff to insult him with?
So this is an ad which has recently been launched in June of Vectus this... water tank.
Yeah.
So Vectus water tank, this ad, as I'm watching it right now, has 54 views.
Oh, they haven't promoted it now during coronavirus. So, it's very difficult.
So this is what the ad sounds like, ladies and gentlemen.
Kareena.
काफी टाइम हो गया हमें साथ में काम करके
घर पे भी रोमांस बाहर भी रोमांस
आई नो विल इट बी टू मच आई हैव एन आइडिया लेट्स डू एन एड टुगेदर
कौन सी
वेक्टस इट्स अ वेरी गुड ब्रांड
इतना भरोसा
तुम पे जितना उतना
Bad movie romance. I know. Oh my God. Kareena,
I couldn't find the sequel. There's another ad. There's a sequel.
I mean, not only is his English terrible, so is his Hindi. So I'm just, you know, I'm at many levels. This ad completely shook me. It was a very traumatic experience. One is that these two people did this ad and thought it was okay. That, oh, cool.
For money, second, they've done.
Second, that the person who made this ad said, oh, it's a good ad, let's release it. And third, that you thought it's fit to share this ad and not be embarrassed about liking this guy.
But no, now, listen, the heart wants what the heart wants. So you can't do anything about that. And everyone has had a feeling, like even Sean Connery must have made one shitty film, I'm sure, where he looked like a fool. I don't know of the film, but I'm sure it's there somewhere. So it's like that. He's like Sean Connery.
Clearly, he's like Sean Connery. Luckily, it is. I think it's shocking that, I mean, I'm not surprised in an age where people are not ashamed of being bigoted, of saying the kind of things that party spokespersons on prime time are not embarrassed.
But I don't.
I'm surprised that you are not embarrassed about life. But anyway, so
will you buy Vector's water tank or not after this?
I'd rather die of thirst than buy a Vector's water tank. Just
India ka water line. That is the catchphrase. Is India ka water line?
Do please watch this ad and share your feedback. Tell us what you think of it. I would really like to know. But we have some emails, Rajshri, which are quite interesting.
Interesting. Let's hear.
This is a one-line email. Hey, I just heard the review of Bulbul. Enjoyed it thoroughly. Anvita Dutt. Anvita Dutt is the director of Bulbul. Now, I'm assuming it's the real Anvita Dutt. Why would someone, just want to mislead us? Because we are honest people like that. So, Anvita, I hope I said nice things because, you know, it's too much pressure when people are listening to it and, you know, they're listening to it. Who made, like, if Seth is listening to this, now I'll start feeling bad. Or his daughter, his children, say, Papa,
of course, Seth is listening to this.
No, I'm hoping not. but celebrities and famous people don't listen to this because then that puts pressure on us to be nice.
Yeah.
Not that Rajshri is ever nice, so she's, but on me, those of us with consciences.
Consciences, you have 3-4 consciences. There are so many, even one of them can't survive properly.
So, last week we had reviewed Anvita Dutt's Bulbul and we have just got a mail. Thank you, Anvita. Very sweet of you to write. And please carry on making more wonderful cinema.
And no, she should tell her entire cast and crew, whoever she works with after this, to subscribe to News Laundry. Because why not? Right? Yep. If you pay...
then we don't have to depend on advertisers. And if you don't have to depend on advertisers, you don't have to kiss anybody's ass. You don't have to be any PR agents for anyone. So we can say what the fuck we want, which is important when you're giving opinion and news. There is one more Rajshri email.
Yes.
This is from Gulnar. Gulnar is a subscriber. So Gulnar says, hi Rajshri Ramadan, love Awful and Awesome. Keep it up. I'm a subscriber. I have a few recommendations and 2 questions. Recommendations. Adobe Photoshop ad. It's exactly 1 minute long and one of the best ads I've seen in a long time. Please review it if you can, which we will. I hope you've seen it, Rajshri Sen. Have you been lazy as usual?
No, I haven't seen it.
Okay, fine. It's 1 minute long. We will watch it. We'll take a break. You watch it, then we can. Then for Rajshri, I think you'll really like The Great. New period drama based on Catherine the Great. That, oh, I thought it was Mere Papa the Great. Have you seen that film of Kishan Kumar's?
No.
Have you heard
of it? Have you seen that film with Handsome Harish and Karishma Kapoor? That was her first film.
Same Kedi, yes.
I haven't seen it. Handsome Harish.
The Great is a new period drama based on Catherine the Great that takes great liberty with its source material. It's hilarious and incredibly well acted. Also written by the same guy who did The Favourite. I also think based on you liking Veep, you might like The Thick of It. It's a bit old, but it's an amazingly hilarious, wildly chaotic British political drama.
Thank you. I'll watch both.
Then for other listeners, Gulnar says, Future Man, created by Seth Rogen, is so, so funny and completely underrated. And The Beastars, a Japanese anime, is a dark, nuanced Zootopia. Okay, my two questions. I want to hear about your friendship. How did you guys meet? And second, I'm a graduate from, I graduated from a few years ago and since have been working in social impact corporate strategy. I'm exploring making a switch to journalism. Any advice for me on trying to break in? Sans relevant experience, best Gulnar. Gulnar, on your last question, ask Seth. He'll tell you because... You know, it's so everyone faces nepotism. But honestly, this is not a great time to get into journalism. Layoffs are happening by the kilos, by the hundreds, by the thousands. But I think it's a very satisfying profession, but it's also a very difficult one. And it's in flux. So I would sit it out for another year or two before I jump into journalism, see how this camel settles.
Do freelance.
And don't give shit advice, Rajshri. No, this freelance. Okay, don't have these. Whatever you do, Gulnar, put your entire focus into it. Right now, journalism is not the thing to put your entire focus in. The market is fucked. So,
as if his social corporate strategy is not fucked.
No, it's not as fucked as journalism. See, Rajshri, the thing is that you pelo gyan on stuff you know nothing about.
I know a lot. I've been a columnist longer than you've been. Fool. And an editor of your website only. Stupid.
Which idiot gave you that job?
I don't know. Think about it.
So yeah. Now about our friendship. How do you guys meet? Okay, so first I'll give you my version. Rajshri may have a different version.
Yeah, because Abhinandan's version will be some rubbish. But so, I know the truth.
So I was shooting a documentary in Bengal actually. I was in the Sundarbans. And late at night I was going with my crew.
And Chudail Kim.
And suddenly there was this sort of and the whole crew ran off. And I was like, what is
this? Kid.
And suddenly this, she emerged.
Bolo, bolo, shabo, shabo.
I said, but I'm not scared because I'm a brave Punjabi with Tamil blood also.
Yeah.
So I said, I'm not scared. She was impressed. And then she said, will you give me a job? I said,
and she came back with you, the Churel, your brother Churel back. I was surprised you didn't say that I sat on a tiger and I came to her.
I got her to Delhi. And I said, first you'll make your feet straight.
So you broke my feet. Then we got them straightened. Then you said, do you want to be an editor? Like, because we feel an emancipation of women is
especially the variety of Chudail that you were waxing eloquent about last time. So how did you meet Rajshri Sen?
A mutual friend of ours introduced us and told Abhinandan that I would be very good for making a food show. And then Abhinandan called me and I gave this really, I was going to say something else, really good audition. But he's a very like an envious type and he doesn't want anyone else to shine and all. So he said, oh, we can't make a show with you. But then I'm just so charming and sweet and lovely. Then we became friends.
Okay. So, but she's missed out some very important part. I met her for the first time in office. This is the time when it was television boom. They were, especially the travel show boom, the travel and food show. So there was, you know, Discovery Travel and Living, Food, NDTV, Good Time. So Small Screen, which is the production house founded by my business partner, me, Prashant and I, we were running Small Screen and we had the top show of every lifestyle channel was our show. NDTV Good Times, we had Highway on a Plate on Fox Traveler, we had Twist of Taste with Vineet Bhatia and What's with Indian Men. On Food, we had Saransh Goela's Roti Rasta India.
Actually, those came after you became friends with me. So, I feel I'm your good luck charm.
Basically, we had the top food show on every channel was our show. So, we wanted to do a show. We said, but all these are travel and food shows. You want to do a show where someone is actually just staying put in one place and teaching people how to cook. But we want someone who's fun, interesting. So obviously, people believe rumors. So, someone said, we have someone. Why don't you meet Rajshree? And Rajshree came to our office. That's the first time I met her. And Rajshree has omitted this part where I was the director. I mean, I don't direct anymore, but I used to direct. I had, when Rajshree came for the quote-unquote audition, I had already directed about 250 episodes of various food shows.
But maybe you didn't direct it well enough.
So, Rajshree came and sat and I was trying to tell her what we have to do, what we want to do. So, every time I'd be like three words into a sentence, I'd get interrupted and I was told, oh, you know, when I was here, then I'd say something like that. Finally, I said, Rajshree,
what did you say? No, this I want to hear. What did you say and in what tone did you say it, Abhinandan?
I said, you have to listen to me. I'm directing. Can you just listen and not speak? Isn't
huh?
that
like this? You said it.
How did I say it?
You shouted at me so loudly that your business partner, who is a very dear friend of mine now, got so embarrassed that he left the room.
Well,
and despite that, I became friends with you. So I kind also, of you, I have that Indian woman thing, na? Treat us badly.
But the moral of the story is, when you are being directed, the director talks. You listen. Rajshree was not aware of that. But finally, when the audition happened, the person who was talking, dime a dozen, chapada chapada. As soon as the camera got switched on, fucking blank.
But that's because you aren't directing properly.
No. That's because you are like 90% of the people who can talk 90 to the dozen and the camera's not rolling. As soon as the camera's rolling, the cat gets cut down.
I think I would
and
have.
There, and that show never got made. So that's that audition went nowhere.
So that's how we met. Now do you have your answer? And do you wonder at how we have been such good friends? We are wondering also.
So Rajshree, you saw Gulnar's recommendation of the Adobe ad. Yes. For our audience, Adobe makes software, including Photoshop and more, a lot of editing software, a lot of special effects software. So as you can imagine, that ad is replete with spectacular special effects. What do you think, Rajshree?
I thought it was excellent. After a long time, I've seen an ad which is so good. Also that it has no people. It's truly like it's taken what they are known for and they've exemplified it through the ad, but it's very beautiful and it's a minute long.
Yeah, I mean, I won't say it's the best ad I've ever seen, but yes, it is a spectacular ad, but I won't expect anything less from Adobe. Like, it is probably the world's biggest software maker who makes softwares for visual enhancement in, you know, print, digital and video. So I guess it's like you can't expect a shit ad from Apple. Only Vectus water tanks kind of.
There's two ads. We've only seen one. There's another one which I couldn't find the link to for Vectors. But this is a really good ad.
Does that also have Seth?
Yeah. It's Seth and her doing one. Like, it's a sequel to this story, taking it forward.
I think I wouldn't have missed much, Rajshree. So you don't have to find it. You can use your energy doing other stuff. So that is Vectors and Adobe. Then there is this Cadbury milk ad. This is what it sounds like.
आइए सर
क्या कहा टीचर ने
अच्छा कर रहा है सर
नॉट बैड सिर्फ मैथ्स में तेरे पे गया है
सर ये
अरे वाह ये भी दिया टीचर ने
नहीं सर आप कितनी बार गाड़ी खुद चला के आ जाते मुझे यहाँ से पिकअप करने ताकि मैं भी अपने बेटे के स्कूल तक आ सकूं इसलिए सर
सो डिड यू लाइक दैट व्हाट डिड यू थिंक ऑफ इट
इट वाज आई मीन It makes you feel all fuzzy. It's very, manipulative. It manipulates your feelings. Yeah. But I think the problem with this ad and the other ad, which is also very beautiful, is a Pakistani Shan Masala ad, is that within the ad, implicit in the ad is a certain hierarchy, which is distasteful.
Yeah. So also I find this, I don't know, it's just too, maybe I'm jaded, but it's just too feel good. You're so nice and you're so kind and you're so generous. So basically the ad is about as the description says, Cadbury Dairy Milk driver. That's when you go to YouTube, that's the way it's saved also. But it's about a man who's clearly the driver of the car. I don't think he's in a uniform in the ad, I've forgotten now.
Oh.
And he's in front of this really big school, and there's a man talking to him, and he says, how has the how has your child done, and so on. And then this guy gives him a chocolate and says, this is to thank you for, you know, driving yourself to the school over here so that I can spend some time with my child. So, and then he gets in, this other gentleman gets into the back of the car, and the driver gets into the front of the car.
So the plot is that the sahab drove to the school himself so that the driver could see his child.
Yeah. So this is the same way I feel when people say someone is like family. You know, a lot of people say they're like family. The point is the person is not family though. When it comes to the crunch, is the person family? No, he is like family. So the same, it's a sweet sentiment, and it would be nice because I've seen some people behave horribly with staff. And it is nice if you don't do that and you treat them. No one is going to treat each other like equals, much like bosses don't treat employees like their equals. Some bosses, in fact, scream at their employees and throw ashtrays and all at them. But I won't get into that. But it's just, I felt it's too saccharine. That's the problem.
You know, that book that got lots of Beecher's Store, right? That Uncle Tom's Cabin.
Yeah, yeah.
That whole, this grateful slave kind of is, I mean, you can pardon it. It was written in the early 1900s, but this is made in 2020. This servility that is internalized in the ad, that a guy will be servile. I'm not saying he need not be grateful. I mean, you can be grateful, mm-hmm. but you don't want to be servile. The tone, the body language is so servile. But yeah, it manipulates your feelings in a way that you feel warm and fuzzy. So I will say that.
No, and good if it teaches some people to be nice to their staff. That also I think is good.
I don't think anyone learns anything from ad, Raj. And I mean, you've seen the Vectus ad and you still are not ashamed of liking Sef. What can ads teach you? Let's be clear.
I also want Sef to sit at the dining table and tell me,
Hey Raj, she said, Hey Gulabo, aaj karari are chane khalo. Anyway, now this other ad, Rajshri, which is a Pakistani Shan Masala ad.
Farika favorite korma. Paanch pyaz, chote chote kaate. Tel garam kare. Pyaz ko sunehra hone tak fry kare. Aur alag se nikal ke rakhe. Thanda hone pe pyaz ko chura kar de. Usi tel mein gosht aur dahi ke saath Shan korma.
There's a reason why, you know why I put it, right? Included it.
We'll talk about that also. Because it's more Pakistani food. But anyway.
Yeah.
So, I think this is something that Pakistan has. They have really good actors, yeah. This guy, the old man, he's so good, yeah.
So, there's this other film. I don't think you were hosting the show with me then. Maybe Dipanjana. I don't think you watched it for sure. It's a film called Cake. I had told you to watch it. It's a Pakistani film. It's available on Netflix. I would have watched it on Netflix. Only the actors in that. So it's a new film. It's whatever, 4 or 5 years old. Every actor was good. So even there, so I've seen some of their serials. They aren't bad, but I don't like those kind of Hindi serials. But they clearly have very good actors. Even for just this ad, maybe he's a film actor. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I think both of them, it's 2.5 minutes, which is very long. And you know how impatient I get with ads.
Yeah.
In this one, I didn't mind watching all 2.5 minutes. You actually get sucked into it. And I think it's just because this old man, there's just two characters. It is, the concept is old man lives with his daughter. She's obviously working. She's late. Here also implicit in the ad is that she'll come from work and cook because obviously as a man, you can't. Why should men?
Even though he's sitting at home the whole day.
Yeah, he's sitting at home the whole day. But then it's his birthday and then he makes something special for her and it's very sweet. And in the end, it makes you feel all warm and fuzzy again. Again, implicit in this ad is that a man sitting home all day doing nothing still can't cook. But I was just blown away by the set design. I mean, it's technically a brilliantly made ad. I was surprised it came out of Pakistan because very few slick productions come out of there, other than Coke Studio.
Yeah.
Nothing slick has come out of Pakistan. Even that Khuda Ke Liye, that film that everyone
was really talking about. Yeah, please.
It was such a average film. It was such a thus film.
So but this Cake, which I'm talking about, was a lot like Kapoor and Sons. It's a family drama and the fights which happen in families and all. And it's set in rich Pakistan and all. But that was also very well shot. So it wasn't like a Ekta Kapoor serial. Let's put it that way.
But the Shan Foods, their YouTube channel, does say about this ad, for far too long, have age-old stereotypes riled the women of our society? Not anymore. It's time for a change. Women will be celebrated for all that they do beyond the kitchen, and all that they are will come to the fore. So
okay. It's been written by you. You wrote it.
Whoever, maybe Saif wrote this. Whoever wrote this, no one checked the copy. So there's all wrong grammar. But
thought is pure.
So very slick production. I was surprised it's from Pakistan. Shan Foods clearly has a big budget, but not big enough to get someone to check the copy of the blurb that goes out. But since this is Pakistan, I guess it's quite progressive by those standards.
No, so I have to say one thing, that when I came to Delhi, this is the first time I heard it, and people used to say it very proudly. I was working in one PR agency, and we'd all sit together and eat lunch, right? So everyone would bring their lunch from home. And there'd be some, and they seemed they were doing the same job as I was. They'd been working for longer than I had been, most probably these girls and boys I'm talking about. And they would say things like sometimes, oh, and it was sweet. Their mother had cooked their lunch for them. And every time one or the other would say, oh, you know, we are having so much trouble because my mom's gone home to her family. And my dad refuses to eat unless my mother cooks the food. So first time I was told this, I thought maybe they're just being like me, exaggerating. And then I realized they were serious. Like, the father will only eat food, because I said, but why can't your cook just make, like, since they were whining about it, they said, no, my father won't eat food, no, unless my mother makes it. So
I think love, true love.
Please, yeah, you panjus, nah. Panjus. But speaking of Pakistani masalas, Shan Masala by far is one of the best masala companies possible. It makes the best korma and all the biryani masalas and all that. That nice biryani that you sometimes have in my house, Abhinandan, that's flavored with Shan Masala also. And the reason why the masalas are so good is because it's from Pakistan, and Pakistani cuisine is very differently flavored to Indian cuisine. Okay. That is what I'm saying.
Rajshree is basically just trying to bait me and provoke me. I think we've already had this debate before. I'll just quickly tell our listeners who maybe knew.
Tell them.
There was a restaurant that came up in Gurgaon. Rajshree said, we must go there. It's called Pakistani cuisine. I said, what is Pakistani cuisine? There is no such thing as Pakistani cuisine. Because there is actually no such thing. I mean, I may not have traveled the world, but I have traveled to at least 24 countries. And everywhere you get Indian cuisine, there is nowhere that I got. There's Bangladeshi cuisine, I agree, that you even get in India. But in fact, the example I gave you was, even in the Singapore food court, I went to the place and, you know, you want to talk, you see a desi, you say hi. And this is back in the 90s. So where are you from? And it was an Indian food stall, and he would not tell me where he's from. And he was very hostile. And I realized it's because he's from Pakistan, and he was embarrassed that he's from Pakistan and he's selling Indian food. Because I was trying to call it Pakistan. Because there is no such thing as Pakistani cuisine. It's that simple.
Pakistani, the reason why they don't say is because, you know, people are so like there's so much animosity towards Pakistan.
Tell me one dish which is Pakistani cuisine.
Shan korma.
Korma, no, Shan is a masala name.
If you use the Shan masala at the korma, then it's Pakistani korma.
I love everybody. I'm hardly a hawk on, you know, that this country I don't like, that religion I don't like. But, I mean, one has to be able to call a spade a spade. I have friends in Pakistan, and I think it's wonderful people live there and all that. But there is no such thing as Pakistani cuisine, let's be clear.
You went to Pakistan?
Yes.
So when you went to Pakistan, now say it with a honest and pure heart. Now say it.
That is the only kind of heart I have, Rashmi.
First find the heart, then take out the little bit which is honest and pure. When you ate, did you eat in anyone's home? No.
I don't recall. I think I may have. But I was there for like a week. I must have eaten at someone's home. I'm sure.
So when you ate the food in their home, did it not, some flavors were different?
Yeah, the flavors, everyone's home flavor is different. Yeah, my home, you just get bland food that will make you want to like belch. Not belch, what do you say? Like,
So I'm just saying that they do use some ingredients.
All I'm saying is, Rashmi Sen, I ate at the place which is considered their finest gully, the finest kebab.
And it tasted like Old Delhi.
So, the finest kebab joint in Lahore that I went to, which is considered the finest, is an average Delhi kebab. The finest biryani I was fed there is an average, I won't even go as far as Lucknow, Hyderabad, or Dindigul. It's an average Delhi biryani.
So they should have used Shan masala, no? It comes out very well.
Maybe they aren't using Shan masala. And Rashmi said, we have one more ad, which is a Lungi ad.
That is the best ad of the lot.
Tell us what you think of it.
First, I feel that any great art, literature, cinema should make the viewer or recipient think about it. If anything makes you do that, you know that at least it served some purpose. So this Lungi ad, which is what, 2 minutes long? It's like two and a half. It wasn't very short. It's a 2 minute long ad, I think. It definitely makes you think, and it makes you think while you're watching it, because you don't know what this ad is for. Is it for a tub? Is it for soap? Is it for women's hygiene product?
So it is basically for Nandu brand Elite Wash Lungi. It was actually put up in Feb of last year, but I'm surprised it was discovered by a lot of people this year. So it's just over a minute, and you're right. You don't realize what the product is till you are 37 seconds into the ad and you realize it's a Lungi. Now, I thought one thing that I really liked about the ad is the guy pulls in the rolls and he's going to this very fancy place and he's wearing a Lungi. So Rashmi Sen, I, for a phase of my life, wore Lungis quite often. Do you remember?
I didn't know you then. When I knew you, you were wearing pant shirt.
No, I was wearing kurta pajama even when you knew me.
But Lungi, I don't. Once you wore a veshti.
Which is a Lungi. It's the same thing. Veshti, Lungi. In Tamil Nadu, call it veshti. So, when we were shooting Highway on My Plate, so when we went to shoot Tamil Nadu, Kerala, the south, you know, those schedules. Then, you know, to get in, Rocky and Mule used to wear Lungi. So even I used to buy a bunch of Lungis, and I got so used to the comfort of a Lungi that even when I came to Delhi, I wore Lungi for a few days. But the looks that you get are very strange, not just in Delhi. You know, I remember we shot, when we pulled into this place, Bangalore, and the first place we went to was a slightly fancy place in Bangalore. And we walked in Lungis because Rocky Mule and I were wearing Lungis. You get a strange look. And then I realized even in the South, if you look a certain way, you can't wear a Lungi. It's not like either you're a politician. Or it's like when I used to, you know, when I was young and I had been wearing kurta pajamas for even when I was in my 20s, I was, you know, refused entry into nightclubs that you can't, including this place called Three Flights Up in Bombay, which is considered so cool. They said, you can't enter in a kurta pajama. I was like, are you fucking serious? But they won't stop a politician because he's expected to wear a kurta pajama. But a regular person can't wear a lungi.
Also, the politician.
That I didn't like about this ad. I loved the ad. I thought it was very cool. It was so fucking out there that it made its point.
But his lungis were nice, I felt.
Tujhe bada lungi ka pata
hai? I'm from the land of dhoti. What are you saying?
Then don't talk about lungis. But you're right. They aren't that good. I have very nice lungis, by the way.
So you should start wearing, because in summer you can air your nether regions, no?
Thank you, Rashmi Sen, for that wonderful advice. Now we shall move into two more emails.
Yes.
This is from Nitesh, a subscriber. Thank you, Nitesh, for subscribing. By the way, Anvita, if that was actually the Anvita,
yeah,
I hope you subscribe, yeah, and spread the word. Tell people to subscribe to News Laundry. Even Saif, if you know him, if you bump into him. Hey, Saif, आजकल तुम अंदर भी रोमांस बाहर रोमांस थोड़ा सब्सक्राइब कर दो न्यूज लॉन्ड्री को से लाइक दैट देन ही माइट सब्सक्राइब
से लाइक दैट लाइक दैट रणवीर
सो श्रीकांत फर्स्ट लेट मी रीड श्रीकांत शॉर्ट मेल
यस
Hello guys, keeping it very short, there is one piece of content that you guys, especially you Abhinandan, should watch and review this week. It is Hamilton. Yes, Srikant, in fact, a friend of mine told me that Hamilton is online, so I will definitely watch it. In fact, a few weeks ago, Andrew Lloyd Webber had put Phantom of the Opera online. I made my niece and nephew watch it. Did you watch it, Rajshri?
No, but watch Hamilton because I started watching it, but it's 2 hours, 40 minutes long. So I knew I wouldn't finish it before this recording. The only thing is I had to pay $1,500 to watch it. But then I thought at least I don't have to pay for a ticket to go to America.
Oh, it's not free like Andrew Lloyd Webber had put his stuff?
No, no. So it's on Hotstar, which I have a subscription to, but it's on Hotstar Premium. So you have to, but I'm assuming they'll have other good stuff. I hope so. But it's there.
So maybe we should also have a News Laundry Premium.
Yeah, which our podcast will be on.
Yeah, then we'll have 8 subscribers. Yeah, probably on mine. Anyway, and this is from Nitesh. Hi, Abhinandan. I just want to react to the movie to review of Chaman Bahar last week. I saw the movie and loved the acting and dialogues of the movie. Liking the movie does not mean you agree with what is going on. Given the lack of sex education and easy mingling of boys and girls in our society, it's hardly surprising boys turn out the way they do. You do feel sympathy for men in the movie because with proper exposure to modern societies and proper education, they would turn out better. Best, Nitesh. So I think Vidhi had really taken the movie apart. So Nitesh says from a man's point of view, he doesn't agree with what's happening in the film, but you can still enjoy it. Okay, fine, fair enough. Now, Rashi, we'll end with a documentary about someone from Bollywood who passed on last week, Saroj Khan, choreographer extraordinaire.
Did you watch the documentary?
I did, Rashi. I watched the documentary.
Oh, I'm in shock absolutely right now.
See, the thing is that people like you just write off others thinking that we are all fools. So, this film is by Nidhi Tuli.
Yeah.
Since Rajshri hasn't watched it, I will review it. And maybe that's a good thing.
Once in the year, Abhinandan reviewed something I haven't watched. See?
So many of you may already know, but those of you who don't, Saroj Khan was a choreographer, most well known for Rajshri.
Dhak Dhak.
And Ek Do Teen.
And Choti Ke Peeche.
Yeah, but Ek Do Teen really made,
like,
he made choreography a thing. It was not just a Master G. You know, earlier choreography was Master G. Like, then she was choreographer. She was a celebrity choreographer. She also had her own dance show then. And she was a judge on many shows. So, I didn't know much about her. Although I'm a huge fan of Madhuri. And Madhuri also makes an appearance in the film. This documentary is just about an hour long. Under an hour. It's by Nidhi Tuli. So, I will say it's not bad. But it's not great. But in the absence of any good documentary film on Saroj Khan, I would definitely recommend it. It gives you an insight into Saroj Khan's life, which I had no idea was, where she came from. She was like a child star at the age of like 7 or 8. She was a like expert dancer back then. And they have shots of hers from those films, you know, as a background dancer to Madhubala's Aaiye Meherban. She's a background dancer there.
She's how old?
At that time, she's 10. A film before that, I think it's called Agosh or Amosh, whatever it's called. She's like really tiny. She's like 8 or something. 7 or 8. And she's a dancer. Then she's dancing so well at that age.
No, I'm saying, and she came from a very,
so clearly she was a prodigy.
Poor background.
Yeah. So, I mean, her father was very rich. But after partition, he lost everything in Pakistan when he came here. And Mahim, they lived in Chal. So, you get to know certain aspects of her life. The documentary is called The Saroj Khan Story. Unfortunately, because it's a bunch of just, most good documentary films are just talking heads, but here it's, you know, people who knew her from her days as a child artist, people who are makeup artists, to a Madhuri Dikshit and a Sanjay Leela Bhansali, who also she choreographed that Dola Redo. You get to know many things about her. It's interesting. Anything to do with the Bollywood is always interesting for me. You do feel a lot of sympathy for her and a lot of respect for her to achieve all that she achieved. She clearly had a very difficult life. She lost a child, which is always the hardest thing I think anyone can ever undergo in their lifetime. I don't think there can be anything harder than losing a child. So yeah, I liked it, but I was left dissatisfied because it didn't give me too much. And I wanted more. Clearly, she doesn't have a great relationship with her children. She clearly, there are contradictions of, and I think this is a very Bollywood thing. Everybody in Bollywood feels that they have been wronged and nobody cares about them because it is a very selfish industry. But if everybody in Bollywood feels that, then clearly everybody also is selfish because, you know, every, like whether it is Madhubala, Meena Kumari, Saroj Khan saying no one does anything for anyone, you have to only depend on yourself, koi kisi ka nahi hota. But I mean, everyone from Bollywood says that in their, you know, settings. Yeah. I think the reasons for that are two. It is a very competitive industry. And yes, everybody is selfish and no one's going to put themselves out there for you. And secondly, everybody's sun sets. And I don't think when you have been in the spotlight for that long, you can, one is all heard stories about Lata Mangeshkar, you know, in her prime, killing the careers of upcoming singers. You've heard about that all the time. But so I think that is something that anybody who has got, at least in India, because of the cultural context and the social context, when you have got that kind of fame, you don't want to ride into the sunset. So there's a bitterness in everybody, which, yeah.
So there's this other thing I find about Bollywood. And maybe it's just that it's because Bollywood is reported on more than other film industries in nationally. You hear about it more. Maybe it happens in other film industries also. That a lot of people who were very, very successful and therefore financially successful also in Bollywood, towards the end of their lives, are found penurious, without money. They are living alone. Their son or daughter does not speak to them. Now, and then everyone says, oh my God, look how they've been neglected by the industry. Your industry is not supposed to be looking after your finances. They've given you work, you've earned money, and one would hope that the wiser ones invest money. Sometimes your investments go wrong, sometimes they don't, but that there are so many cases of so many well-known people who have been found poverty stricken and alone. These are also clearly not particularly responsible people. Like, you know,
I think the nature of the industry is such, it sucks you in into a zone where you are just, there's very little outside life. I've told you, I mean, the 1 year that I was in Bombay, I have a theory that anybody who is a big star in show business cannot be normal, like what you and I consider normal.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that is, I mean, that's their normal, but that normal leads to a certain loneliness, which I think is inevitable. So when you choose that life, you choose that loneliness. I mean, that's what I think. And
also, I find in Indian cinema, or at least Bollywood, I don't know about the South and all, in Bengal also to a certain extent, but it's not that, like Bengal is far from the heydays of cinema that it used to be in.
Was this when America was great? You and Trump, like, make America great again? When was it in its heyday?
Bengal great again. This will be my platform on which I will run for election.
Other than the one spectacular filmmaker who you guys keep fussing and say,
there were lots. Aparna Sen, there's Rishikesh Mukherjee, there's Uttam Kumar, Suchitra Sen.
So all these people made the Bangla film industry a very, I know Rishikesh Mukherjee made the Hindi film industry a great place, but
even Mrinal Sen, they were all, you don't know, keep quiet. But my point is that abroad, you will still see on the New York subway, you will see Ethan Hawke, say, taking the subway and going. They don't really get mobbed that way. So maybe that's why they are able to live a slightly normal life. Or you'll see people walking in the park and all, whoever it is, whether it's Ben Affleck or something. For our stars, because we also idolize them that much,
they can't live a normal life.
Yeah, so they have no choice. I know for a fact that when these stars go to restaurants, they've never paid. So neither does the restaurant owner ask for money. The star never carries, I don't think they've carried money in a very long time.
I don't think that's just unique to Bollywood. I mean, there is that culture exists there as well. Get Shorty did a very good take on this. Have you seen the film?
But less than in India. I just find in India, it's really like living in a bubble.
I was walking next to Pierce Brosnan when I was in London. I didn't know what to do.
What rubbish.
I swear. And I remember me and a friend of mine.
You never told me. When is this?
Long time. 8-9 years ago, he had grown a beard. It was gray. And I thought I should just take off.
And he looks nice. Is he tall?
Yeah, he's much taller than I thought he would be. I mean, he's made taller than what he looks on screen. But he's way grayer. Yeah, it was like, it wasn't really a gray beard. It was like almost white at that time. I mean,
maybe he hadn't dyed. Maybe he didn't have dye then. But my mother ate chka with Rekha standing next to her. And my mother finished this woman finished her round of puchka, left. And then the puchka wala pani puri guy, it was in this thing in Bombay, he looked at my mother and he said, aapne kuch kaha ne? So my mother said, main kyun kahun? Like she couldn't understand why she was supposed to make conversation with other customers. So he said, Rekha madam tha. And mom was so disappointed because she said, Sri, there was not, like, you couldn't she said, of course, after he said it, then I realized the features were like Rekha. But she said there was no resemblance otherwise.
Right. So Rajshri Sen, if someone bumps into you on the road, they should make sure that they say, that's Rajshri, like that.
Why will they do? Only you will do something like that, freak show. Other people have freak shows, no? That they'll do something like that.
Or if you scare them in a Sundarbans like you did me.
Sure. If I die, I will come back. This is my promise to you. And we have all the News Laundry subscribers who've logged on. The 12 people who logged on to this podcast are my witnesses. I will come back and haunt you.
Okay. I look forward to that. Until then, do keep writing in with your comments, with your feedback, and any reviews that you have. I will try to make this list of our recommendations that our subscribers have recommended shorter by next week. Write in to us at contact@newslaundry.com. I repeat, contact@newslaundry.com with your suggestions, feedback, critique, or advice. Do subscribe to News Laundry. Like I always say each time, I try shaming you people. I try guilting you people. I try being nice and please subscribe. But yeah, I'll keep alternating between those emotions. This time I'm going with a request. Do subscribe. Almost 75% of you are listening to this, are not paying for it. So if you do, we can do a lot more fantastic content on News Laundry, which is a news platform. Do check it out. We are doing a series on the Delhi riots, which I think is a very important series. And we'll be doing a whole bunch of stories. We want to do one on police brutality. So hopefully we should be able to do that soon. But yeah, check out our content. Tell us if you think we're doing a good job and subscribe. Yeah, because if you don't pay, then advertisers pay. And if you've been reading the papers lately, all the ads are government ads. So if your shop is being run by the government, I don't think many people would be able to take the government on, which is our job. If you have any abuse, you can leave it on Rajshri's Twitter timeline. But do your Churel Pujo at home before she comes and haunts.
Churel Pujo. Don't be rude all the time. But Abhinandan will be watching. I don't think he'll be able to watch the stuff which the subscribers have recommended because he will be watching a 10-episode show on Amazon, which I think each episode will be 1 hour long. So that's 10 hours.
What is this?
Abhishek Bachchan's debut in online content.
Oh. Speaking of nepotism, chalo, I promise you I'll watch one episode. Ye to guarantee.
Ah, two episodes. Watch two. Even I'm not going to watch more than two.
Don't push
it. Okay, you watch one, I'll watch two.
Okay, I'll watch one, you watch
two. Because the trailer was, I found it difficult to get through the trailer. It was 3.5 minutes long. After 1.5 minutes, I stopped. I poured myself a drink. I came back. I sat down and again started watching it. So it's seeming to hold a lot of promise.
Well, Rajshri Sen, one is that if you are pouring drinks when you're alone at home, it's not a good sign. So
I don't drink alone. You know, I made that up.
I would.
I'm embellishing my story and making it more interesting. You're ruining it.
But you'd do another Meena Kumari, then we would all we'll be it'll be meta. Then we'll be talking about the Meena Kumari.
Yeah, and then I'll come from the back. I'll be like that churel above your head.
So. Yeah, okay, we'll check that out. And also, let me check out Hamilton. 15
yeah.
Maybe if some 5-10 extra people can subscribe, I'll afford Hamilton. On that note, we thank our producer Jude, who I keep for you to thank each time. Thank you, Jude.
Thank you, Jude. Thank you, Mr. Sekri.
Thank you, Ms. Sen.
And it's a wrap.
All the News Laundry podcasts are available on Stitcher, iTunes, and any other podcast platform.
Please subscribe to News Laundry. Help us keep news independent. To catch all our podcasts on news, pop culture, current affairs, and sport, visit newslaundry.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to our YouTube channel.